Deadline for Danger.
Who is he, Mike? Who is he?
Just a guy waiting for a train, same as we are.
If he wasn't, if he came up to us, you wouldn't leave me standing here all alone, would you?
After all I've been through. Gee, Madge, I love you. What sort of a guy would I be if I did that?
They're everywhere. Even you could be one of them. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Sure, I know. You've had a tough time.
Guy waiting for a train wouldn't walk like that. Sort of slow and heavy. Why does he keep looking at us all the time?
He's waiting for a train, I tell you.
Oh, darling. Honey, darling, I'm scared.
I'm here. I look after you. I've looked after you up to now, haven't I? Got to get you out of that place without anybody knowing a thing. As soon as that train comes, you can forget it ever happened.
You're so darn clever, keeping me in that place. It was by accident I found out all those things. I didn't want to. I wasn't prying. But when I saw what they planned to do, I had to tell the authorities.
Sure, don't get so excited.
You'd think the police and the FBI and the security people could look after me. Captured right under their noses.
I guess they didn't realize how serious things were.
Bombs planted in microwar and they'll have the state wiped out in a day.
Look, Madge, I came here. I found out where they had you hidden. I got you away.
You've got to get me to Washington, Mike. You've got to. I know all about their organization, what they're going to do, when and how. You don't think they'd have kept me locked up in that place if I didn't. You don't think...
Quiet, kid. Hold on to yourself. I know you've been through a horror. I know what they've done to you. I also know how clever they are. And any yelling will give us away. Hold on to yourself. If you don't, we'll never get away. Gee, Madge, I love you. Since they grabbed you, I've been through 7 different horrors of my own. I'm as jittery as you are.
It's coming, Mike. It's coming.
Mainline. Trains pass through here all the time. We got a time yet before the local stops.
Well, couldn't you stop it? Couldn't we get away that way?
Not a chance.
If we don't get away in a few minutes, we'll never get away.
Shh. When's the next to the city?
Hour and a half. 5 expresses pass through before yours stops.
Well, honey...
Deadline for Danger, a half-hour study in suspense.
Three more trains and we're safe. At least safe as we can be.
You're safe with me?
If only we knew who to trust. So many are them and so ordinary. In films and books, you can't mistake them. But really...
I haven't told you before, Madge. I've got a gun.
A gun against those fiends. They're everywhere. And so darn sold on their ideology, they don't mind if they're killed. I tell you...
That guy's coming back.
He's one of them, I tell you.
If he is, they won't get their hands on you again.
Don't you see, Mike? Maybe they won't capture me again. If they can't, they've got to keep me quiet. And there's only one way to do that.
Oh, not here. Look, passengers, not 20 feet away. Any gunplay and... Well, how are they going to get away?
The train. The next train passing. The noise it makes and the shot wouldn't be heard. The train would pass and I'd be dead.
Nonsense. Maybe we'd better go and talk to somebody. If that guy is one of them, he wouldn't do anything if we were talking to somebody.
They wouldn't mind, as long as they got rid of me.
Don't you see, honey? If they shot you, I say if, then the authorities would know what you told them was the truth.
Yes. Yes, it's true. Which one will we go and talk to?
The man and woman over there?
They're clever, Mike. They're everywhere and ruthless. Elderly couple like that are just the sort of agents they'd use. I tell you, I saw the papers. Innocent-looking people, suburban types.
Then, what about that girl there? She couldn't be one of them, young kid like that.
That man's coming back again. Better we take a risk than stand in the open all alone.
Oh, come on, then. Don't hurry.
Walking away slow with him right behind us. Maybe you'll think we're making a dash for it and...
Not with all these people waiting. Gunplay had let the cat out of the bag, and he knows it.
Oh, pardon me. Do you mind if we talk to you?
Sure, if you want. Does get lonely waiting here.
Thought you wouldn't mind. We're waiting for the train to the city.
So am I. You're strangers around these parts, aren't you?
Yes. Car broke down, and now we have to catch the train.
Oh, what a nuisance.
I wonder... Oh, I know it sounds silly, but do you mind if we stay close to you?
Some sort of trouble?
Too much. You see...
My wife and I think we're being followed.
It's that man over there, the one walking away.
That's hardly following you. Anyway, why should he? Domestic trouble?
Oh, it's difficult for people to understand. They'd hardly be expected to.
Just one of those things. My wife found out something by accident.
And now they're after me and they're desperate.
I don't think we should worry this lady with our troubles.
No trouble. I have to wait here.
Well, come along, honey. We'll go for a walk.
Why are you so anxious to get me away?
I don't think we should worry people.
How did you know where they were keeping me?
I found out.
How?
Ways and means. Now, come along.
How could you find out? You couldn't possibly find out unless... Unless you were one of them. Oh, what a fool. It's always the way. The person you trust most is the person most dangerous to you.
Now, look, honey.
You find out where I'm hidden when the police can't find me. And outside of the police, you're the only person I told about finding the papers.
I've stood by you all the time. Even when they laughed, I stood by
you. Because you're one of them. Because you knew from the start that I'd stumbled upon the truth. Those papers. I found them in your office.
Oh, first time I knew about that.
Well, I did. Of course, you're one of them.
Now, look what you've done. Why can't you keep quiet?
I haven't done... Where did she go?
To a telephone. She's phoning up now.
The police? She phones the police. Why wouldn't you?
I've got to stop her somehow.
I thought it was funny you wouldn't phone the police as soon as I got out of that place.
You stay here. Don't move. I'll be back. I was a darn fool to let you talk to anyone.
Mike! Mike! You can't leave me alone!
You will come with me, Mrs. Blake. You will not call out or try to make a scene.
What are you going to do?
You didn't think you'd escape from us so easily. While you were with that man, I didn't want to make a scene.
You're one of them?
Yes, Mrs. Blake. Of course, I'm one of them.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Exchange. Put me through to...
Put that phone down.
Exchange, you must put me through.
Put it down. I don't want to use this, but I will if I must.
Hello, Exchange, I...
Down.
So? Now what?
Come out of that booth. Give your back to me. Don't try and get help.
I got through to the Exchange. They'll know something odd's happened.
Act natural. Walk in front of me to where we were standing before, and don't hurry.
While you've been so busy getting tough with me, your wife walked out on you.
Darn it. Quick, now, the main gates.
I'm not moving.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, I know you've got nothing to do with this, but I'm not having anybody getting in my way. Keep moving, unless you want your spine shot in two. Right through those main gates. Now... Move the lift and run. Madge!
Mike! Quick!
Coming! Turn the ignition key off! Oh, no, you don't. Switch that engine off or I'll let you have it here and now.
I'll see personally that you're taken care of, Mr. Blake.
I'll see personally you don't get a chance. Out of that car. All right, Madge?
Yes, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. So many people against me, I got to thinking you were, too.
I wouldn't have gone through what I have gone through if I wasn't right behind you, through thick and thin.
Anyway, we know those two are our enemies.
This girl's all right. Just got caught up in it. All right, take his arm and walk back to the station. You heard me. Don't know what either of your names are, but you do as I say.
There's too many against you, Blake, for you to get away with this.
I'll take my chances. Now do as I say. Walk.
Do you think we ought to go back, Mike?
Yes. We'll keep these two until our train gets in. And we'll take them with us to the city. That way they can't get any help. All right, now. Come on. Walk.
I don't like it, Mike.
There's no other way out. Let them go. Gets his pals. Now he goes to the police.
But why won't you go to the police? Why, Mike? They know all about me. They'll know what to do. Trying to get at the city like this makes our chances worse, and theirs better.
Oh. Madge, I know what I'm doing. I'll get you away my own way. You just trust me.
Yes, Mike.
Look, there's a bench over there. You two in front make straight for it and sit down.
The whole countryside's on the lookout for you two. Long time till that train gets in. Sitting here, somebody will recognize you.
It's true, Mike. They're everywhere.
I know what I'm doing. All right. Now sit down. That's better. Put your arms along the back of the bench. And not one movement from either of you.
She'll be recaptured. And when they get their hands on her...
Neither of you will attempt to move. Remember, while that train is going through the station, a shot wouldn't be heard. And I'm not letting anything stand in my way. All right, you two. You'll stay where you are till that train comes in. Then you're coming with us to the city.
Some time to go yet, Blake. You can't keep two people under a gunpoint and get away with it.
Do anything if you're determined enough.
Two of them, Mike. Two of them standing by the main entrance.
Closing in, eh?
Can't mistake them. What are we going to do?
Stay still. It's dark here. Maybe they won't see us.
They won't look and go away. They'll search every bit.
Stay still. And not a peep out of you two.
They come close enough, I'll take a chance.
They're still standing, looking up and down.
They get too close, I'll take a chance, too.
Those men mean business. Better you give up, Blake. Shoot me, shoot them, there's still dozens to take their places. Can't chop your way out of a forest by cutting down all the trees.
They are. They're coming this way, Mike.
All right. All right, I'm right behind you. One move and I'll let you have it.
I'll yell and one of them will get you. Anyway, if you kill me, it'd be murder. You know what they do with murderers. It isn't worth it, Blake.
I know whether it's worth it or not.
Give up your wife to us, and I guess you won't hear anymore.
Mike?
This far and right to the end, kid. Now, quiet. Why doesn't the train come? Why doesn't the darn train come?
They'll come back before it does.
They looked at us. Long, suspicious looks.
Four of us makes it safer. They're looking for two.
Hadn't we better go before they come back?
Don't know what to do. It's getting too big for me.
Yeah.
And you shut up.
It'll get bigger and bigger. You can't win.
Locking my wife up. She hasn't done you any harm. If you guys think you can run a whole country, you're mistaken.
We don't want to run the whole country. We just want to make sure that certain people don't do any damage, that's all.
Those two men are coming back again.
And this time they'll stop and ask questions.
Let them. I've handled worse situations than this one before.
They'll kill me, Mike. Two of them looking for me to kill me.
They wouldn't dare.
They captured me. You got me away. With what I know, they won't take a risk of my getting away again.
I'll stick by you. And there's going to be no question of anybody killing anybody, except this guy here. And I'll kill him if he makes a peep. Okay, now. Relax.
I'm looking for a man and a woman. Hello, Vogler.
Hello.
Thought you might... Say, that's her.
Yeah.
Then what? I get it. The guy's got a gun, huh?
Yes, in my back.
And I'll use it unless you two move off.
Say, I didn't know they were... Is he one of them, too?
No. It's a girl we want. The man's in plenty trouble.
Been in so much trouble, I get in deeper. Unless you move off and stay away, I'll shoot your friend. I mean it. I'd kind of get pleasure shooting a rat like him.
Yeah. And the chair. Get sense.
Hasn't got any anyway. Hasn't even enough sense to keep out of this.
You want to die?
I want to see your wife doesn't get away free.
I bet you don't.
Don't let them take me, Mike.
Now, you better let her go, Blake. We don't want any trouble in a public place. And if you don't let her go, we'll have to take her. She's too dangerous.
Listen to them, Mike. Too dangerous. I tell you, they get me again and they'll kill me. Things I know about them.
Sorry. Better get out of it before I let your friend have it in the back of the neck. I'm getting my wife out of your clutches.
What do you think, Bogner?
I guess they've got us beat, eh, Cairns? Checkmate in a mighty big game of chess. Dangerous game, too.
Yeah, we can't walk off and leave you.
The world's a big place, and we can bide our time. Getting on that train won't help them.
I guess not. All we gotta do is wait the other end.
To keep me quiet, they've got to take me with them. No place to go, no hideout we won't find. Guy's got to sleep. Even a guy with a gun.
The police. That's it, Mike. Phone the police. Now you've got to phone the police.
Well, leaving the police out of this, Madge. Get that into your head. Out of this.
But why? They know. I've told them. Told them about the papers. Told them about these spies. They know what to do with scum like these.
We're not going to cops, Matt.
Clever boy.
Come on, Madge. We're leaving them.
Leaving them? You mean walking away and leaving them here?
Yes. Now listen, you guys. Madge and I are backing away from you. This gun will be on you all the time. One of you moves, or goes for help, or shouts. I'm a good shot no matter how dark it is.
Running away means you'll be caught all the sooner.
Come on, Madge.
You won't get any further than the main entrance.
What are you going to do, Mike? Running away like this means we'll run into more. They're everywhere, I tell you.
Remember the car? The one... don't move. The one he was trying to take you away in? Well, the key's still in it. I'll keep him covered from the gate while you get it started.
But they'll be able to...
Get busy. Do as I say. Got you through this far, haven't I?
Yes, Mike.
Well, get it started. Drive to here. Now get going.
Yes, Mike. Thought and see how it's going to help.
And hurry. Train after this one's ours.
Yes, Mike.
I'm right here behind you guys still. Any one of you looks round, I'll let you have it.
If you're taking my car, it won't get you far. We've got men everywhere.
I'll get away from you and your sort.
Hurry up, Mike. Get in.
Coming. And you guys stay where you are.
Bruegel here.
They got away. I found them at the station, but he had a gun.
Escaped?
Yeah. Got away in my car. I didn't think he'd have a gun.
They won't get far. We've got men everywhere. Were they waiting for the train?
Yeah, to get to the city. Plane's due in a few minutes.
Listen, Vogler. They'll know that it's life and death to us to get that woman. They'll know we'll get them in a car sooner or later. What's your guess?
They'll make for the city.
Guess again. They'll make for the next upline station and get aboard the local there, hoping to get through this station while we're out sweeping the countryside. Say, you ever played the part of a ticket collector?
No.
Well, you're going to now. I want you to get a uniform and climb aboard as soon as the train stops. I'll get it held until you find them. And remember, if he's armed, you'll have to shoot.
This will fool him. Out looking for us in this car. But we're going back to the station. They'll never think of looking in the train. Straight through to the city for us.
Go to the police, Mike. Please go to the police.
That's out. I know what I'm doing.
I don't understand why you won't let me go to the police. They'll help us. They must know the danger the country's in. I went to them before.
And look what happened to you.
Well, anyway, I reckon it's such a good idea catching that train again, having to go through that station.
We're sticking to that deadline. We catch the train. Once we get to the city, I've got friends who'll look after you.
I heard it. It's in the station.
Faster, this old jalopy will go. If we miss it, then we are in a mess.
I don't understand why you won't go to the police. I don't understand.
Will you shut up about the police?
Almost as if you wanted to help them. Almost as if you're on their side.
Station ahead. Train's still there. Any luck and we'll still make it.
You'll have a smash-up if you don't slow down.
Get ready. Soon as I stop, make a dash that train. We've got to catch it. Got to. Hold on to everything. Come on, Madge. Be going any second now. For goodness sake, climb aboard.
How do we know one of them isn't on the train? How do we know but that man looking out the window. He's one of them. I recognize him.
We haven't got time to stand here chatting. Now get aboard.
Just going from one trap into another. You don't know what they're like.
Get aboard. Get aboard.
All right. But I think... Mike, you can't leave me on the train by myself.
Stay aboard. I'll meet you in the city. We've got to put them off the trail.
Not all by myself. I wonder what to do. Mike, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
You'll be all right. Sit still and I'll meet you at the other end. It's a friend here. A friend. I'm ringing you to tell you the girl you want has got away in a car.
Thanks, but we know that.
I saw her driving toward the city. She was going fast. If you're going to get her, you'd better block off all the roads going that way. Goodbye now.
Hello? Who are you? Are you a husband? Speak to Vogler, please. Oh, good. I'll speak to him right away. Hello, Vogler. You won't have any trouble. Blake's just rung, trying to put us off the scent. As far as I can gather, he must have put her on the train and remained behind himself to phone. That'll be the train just about to pull in at the station you're at now.
All right, Chief.
Try and get her off quietly. But if she gets hysterical, you know what to do.
Yeah, sure, Chief. I've got Kearns here to help me.
Be diplomatic about it. You know what the public are. If she gets talking to them and they believe her, we'll have a riot on our hands.
She'll do no talking. Where shall I take her?
Back here. She needs the treatment, and I'm going to see she gets it. She'll have to be kept quiet for a long time.
Okay, I'll handle it. Leave it to me. If we don't get her this time, the chief will shoot us both.
Here she comes.
Come on. According to the chief, Blake isn't with her.
I hope he isn't. These young husbands make more trouble than enough. Mind you, I can sympathize with him.
In our job, sympathy doesn't pay.
Excuse me. Pardon. One side, please.
Now, mister. Haven't seen you before.
What? Oh, this uniform. Yeah, I borrowed it for a little, but I don't think I'll need it. Here's my card.
Well, looks official enough. We see. What do you want?
A young woman. Pretty, rather excitable. Got on the train one stop back. Notice her?
Sure. This compartment here. I noticed her because a young man didn't get on the train, and they were howling at each other. This compartment here. Hey, is that her?
Hello, Mrs. Blake. Everything all right?
Oh, I'm so glad you've come. I've had a terrible time. There was a young man, and he pretended to be my husband, and I didn't know how to get away from him. He's one of them, you know.
Sure. Well, you come along with us, and we'll see they don't get at you anymore.
So nice of you to come to my rescue.
Not at all. Thanks, guard. We'll have no trouble. I'll return this uniform.
Hey, what's that?
They're all against me, you know. Everybody's against me. And it's all because I'm such a famous spy.
What's going on here?
You didn't read my card very well.
Hey? Oh, Dr. Vogler, Springdale Mental Sanitarium. You mean to say she's crazy? Pretty girl like that? She didn't look very crazy.
Brother, have 5 minutes conversation with her and she'll convince you. It would have been all right, but her husband decided he wanted her home with him. Was he the crazy one?